In 2005, Bill Cosby testified under oath that he had gotten Quaaludes with the intent of giving them to young women he wanted to have sex with. He also admitted to giving them to at least one woman and, quote, other people. This testimony was given at a deposition where Cosby admitted giving an employee of Temple University, a school where Cosby sat on the board of trustees, 3 half pills of Benadryl. The lawsuit brought by that woman was settled in 2006 for undisclosed terms, but it reminds us that over 40 women have accused Bill Cosby of drug-facilitated sexual assault against them. Let's be clear here. When a woman is incapable of providing consent to a sexual encounter, and you have sex with that woman anyway, then you are guilty of the crime of rape. You can use Quaaludes, you can use Benadryl, you can use alcohol, or you can use physical strength to take away a woman's ability to say no. You have raped her, and you are a rapist. The defenders of Bill Cosby continue to speak out about what a wonderful man he is and about how he is a father figure for an entire generation. But it turns out that this father figure is a rapist and a predator. Today, 1 in 5 women report that they have been sexually assaulted in this country. This doesn't mean that 1 in 5 men is a rapist, but it does mean that the crime of rape is severely underreported and currently under-prosecuted.